You're listening to the Jaipur Rugs podcast.
Welcome to the Jaipur Rugs podcast. I'm Pico Iyer at home near Kyoto, Japan, and on the occasion of the 2024 edition of the Jaipur Lit Fest, you're listening to a specially commissioned essay on the Leirata Ket carpet, handcrafted by master weaver Maina Devi for Jaipur Rugs. More than any land I know, India is the spiritual home of the intricate weave. Its aesthetic in so many places is elaborate, jeweled, rich, a blend of exquisite details that also has the pulsing intensity, the larger patterning of a handmade rug. Its traditional music can feel like a carpet made of sound. The classical raga interweaves themes and rhythms in a kind of hypnotic spell far beyond almost anything in the Western canon. And just think of the magic carpets of Rajasthan. They speak not only for a rare sense of craftsmanship and detail in the cities of palaces, but for a culture that stitches together Hindu and Muslim and Jain and Sikh, that intertwines fortress and village and bustling city, that seems to contain every kind of multitude and century and somehow links them all together into a whole that sings. Almost a quarter of a century ago, when thinking of where to invite my Japanese bride-to-be on honeymoon, I wanted somewhere that would evoke a myriad cultures and times all at once. Somewhere with the ravishing artistry that could satisfy someone raised in Kyoto, and somewhere whose arts had the sense of care and tradition of Japan, where ancestral skills are passed down from one generation to the next. So where could I bring her but Rajasthan, where desert and market and palace and jungle are threads in a single rapturous design? I knew the surfaces would bewitch her, as they do so many visitors, the turbans, the colours, the miniatures, the walls. But I also felt that the culture itself was a carpet, breathtaking as a whole, yet open to the most intimate scrutiny. I shall never forget our November days amidst the carpets, and the carpet-worthy geometry of Jaipur and its sister cities. The sense of poetry and the way that one of the state's hand-knotted rugs, playing with recurrent forms or flowers, woven on a loom in a tiny village, is like a piece of music, notes constantly reappearing, even as the whole keeps rushing forwards. Much of India dazzles, but nowhere is quite so spellbinding in its sensual interweave of lines as Rajasthan. Now I sit in my faraway home, looking at a carpet called Leirata Ket, which became the first piece ever from India to become a finalist in the Loewe Foundation Craft Prize. It offers a shimmering geometrical pattern using asymmetrical Persian knots that reminds me of an abstract painting or a portrait of a red rock canyon. Made of wool and bamboo silk, hand-carded and hand-spun in a traditional way that goes back 24 centuries, created for Jaipur rugs. The title, I learn, refers to a waving farm, an artist's evocation of the grains and vegetables that sustain her family, her neighbors, and herself. The weaver, Maina Devi, flashes a brilliant, bright-eyed smile as she talks to me on screen, seated in front of her loom in her village, where sometimes I'm told nothing can be heard but the sound of carpets being woven. Just turned 40, she comes from a nearby village called Kekri and belongs to the Raiga community, usually excluded from such opportunities. All the delicate shading and unusually subtle blend of colors in her work comes from nowhere but her inner eye. Yet her carpet went through 180 hands and 18 stages, waft straightening, pile clipping, washing, before flying across the world to be judged in Madrid and exhibited at the Noguchi Museum in New York City, and now to be seen in Western Japan. A magic carpet, indeed, weaving together East and West, a technique from the Buddha's time and the age of Zoom, a woman in a remote village, and a high-end museum in New York City. Only fitting that Lerata Kett enjoys its Indian debut at the Jaipur Literature Festival this week, where all the world comes together in a different celebration of tradition, artistry, connection, and interwovenness. Words stitched together with images to fashion new advances for carpets, for cultures, and for every one of us.
You were listening to the Jaipur Rugs podcast.